Jonathan Pedno is stepping down as co-leader of the Green Party of Canada, leaving Elizabeth May as the sole leader once again. In a letter posted to social media Wednesday morning, Pedno said he submitted his resignation, effective immediately. He said the election results were deeply disappointing and highlight more than ever the need for electoral reform. He added that as co-leader and as the party's primary spokesperson, he must, however, take responsibility for the failure to translate our ideas, our passion, and our vision into the electoral gains Canadians so urgently need. I am grateful for Elizabeth's leadership and know that her knowledge and experience will be needed to help the party learn and grow from yesterday's results, the letter, which was dated April 29, reads. Pedno, who ran in Quebec's Outremont riding, placed fifth on Monday, April 28, with 9.6% of the vote. Liberal Rachel Bendyan won with 55.2% of the vote. Twice now, I have failed to convince my fellow citizens to send me to Ottawa. And yesterday, I failed to secure the re-election of my colleague Mike Maurice, along with many other competent and good-hearted individuals who placed their trust in us. Pedno said that while he remains proud of the party and the values brought forward, I recognize that we were not able to break through in a way that could shift the course of our country, and that is a responsibility I must carry. The Green Party of Canada went down a seat to just one representative in Monday night's election. May is now the sole Green Party MP headed to Ottawa, representing the BC riding of Saanich Gulf Islands. In a statement from May, she said she is deeply saddened to see Pedno leave. His departure is a profound loss for the Green Party and for Canadian politics. While I am sorry to see him go, I deeply admire his continued commitment to human rights and conflict resolution. He remains a powerful force for good in the world, and we wish him nothing but success.